If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
The Taylor Swift mania has begun, hasn't it?
It was crazy in Los Angeles last night. I mean, crazier than usual than it is in Los Angeles. They had the big world premiere of Taylor Swift's concert movie, The Eras Tour. Taylor, shows up. Where they did this was at the AMC Theater at The Grove, which is an outdoor shopping center. I would compare it to like Old Orchard or Oakbrook Center, you know, like one of those kind of malls with where there's a theater. Actually, it's a multiplex that has 13 different screens, and they shut down the entire shopping center for this whole thing. The whole thing was shut down yesterday.
That place is huge. They have a ton of restaurants and
little shops.
It's big.
I understand that all of the little restaurants and stores and shops that were forced to be closed down because of this are going to be compensated for doing that. So I don't think anyone's complaining about all of that. But Taylor shows up in a beautiful Oscar de la Renta blue gown. She worked the crowd on the red carpet, taking selfies with everybody along the way. It was a pretty special night. And then, because they were showing the movie in 13 different theaters there, she went into each and every one of the theaters and greeted the crowds and thanked them for being there, many of which were people who actually worked on the tour. This is a little of what she said to one of the theaters.
I think the fans will see, and the dancers, you'll all see how much you are main characters in this film. And I love you so much. I appreciate you being here, because this night, like, it is a core memory for me, and you're a part of it. And you decided you wanted to spend your evening here with us. So I really hope you have fun. I hope you love it so much. I hope you're so proud. Thank you for being here. Love you guys.
Did she buy the kids popcorn and Junior Mints?
Yeah, you know what? Nobody, they didn't say anything about whether or not she popped for the concessions or not.
That would have been nice.
It sounds like something that she would have done. The theaters were packed. Celebrities were on hand. Adam Sandler and his family were all there. Maren Morris, Mariska Hargitay, Flava Flav, who I would not have guessed to be Swiftie, was in tow, and he was among those. But the biggest A-lister of all, and I guess the really big story, was that Beyonce showed up for the screening. There are pictures of Taylor and Beyonce talking together, and then later on, Taylor posted on Instagram that Beyonce was a guiding light in her life, and having her show up for the premiere was just like being in a fairy tale. They also made some news last night, and this affects us here in Chicago. Originally, they were going to premiere the movie tomorrow night, Friday night, at 6 p.m. at theaters everywhere. But because of ticket demand, they've decided to open the movie tonight instead. So if you wanted to go and see it, be among the first. They're going to put tickets for today's screenings on sale this morning at 10 o'clock. I'm going to see it tonight, and I'll give you my review tomorrow. Wouldn't that be something if I just hated it and, trashed it?
Well, you better
and Taylor.
You better go underground.
I would have to go underground.
That's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm not going to hate
change
it
your identity
at all. But I will. I'll be with the Swifties tonight. It's that always comfortable situation of me with a bunch of teenagers. You know, who, the people looking at who's that old guy sitting there by himself. while we're trying to watch our Taylor Swift movie.
Something tells me that they always had planned to premiere the movie tonight. It's just like when they announce concerts and they withhold one of them, and then they tell you, well, due to demand, we're adding another one, don't you think?
Might be, yeah. It's entirely possible.
And it makes sense that they would open it up on Thursday instead of Friday.
Well, I always thought it was weird that they were waiting until 6 p.m. on Friday and missing a whole day's worth of ticket sales during the day on Friday, because normally when a new movie opens, it opens on the Thursday evenings is when you can see it. So your old cynical self is probably exactly correct. Bob, anyway, I'll tell you more about the movie tomorrow and how I survived my evening with the Swifties.
And after a break, we'll hear about the star of The Bear and also the latest on the actors strike. WGN. Dean, is there an impasse suddenly in the actor strike talks?
There has been. It looked like they were going to get this settled sometime this week. The movie studios and the SAG-AFTRA, the actors union, but talks broke down yesterday. The studios walked out of the negotiations, saying that they are so far apart that there's no point in continuing. The studios have said that their last offer was as generous as the one that ended the writer's strike, but the actors' union is saying that it's nowhere near that offer. So right now things are broken off, and we have no idea if or when they're going to get back to the bargaining table to see if they can resolve the actors' strike.
And tell us what's going on with the star of The Bear.
The Bear is one of the most popular shows streaming now. Jeremy Allen White is its star. He went through a divorce last May from actress Addison Timlin. They were married for 3 years, and they've got two young daughters. But it was revealed yesterday that court documents are requiring that Jeremy Allen White has to be tested for alcohol before he's allowed custody of his children. And he has agreed to be tested up to 5 times a week. If he fails, he loses custody. But he says he's going to, you know, stay on top of it. He's going to go to Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. But it's something that you don't hear of very often.
No.
But something that is going on for very prominent Emmy-winning actor, as a matter of fact.
It's Throwback Thursday interview time now. Who have you got for us today?
Yeah, that's why we want the writers, the actor strike to end, so we can go back to interviewing people in real time again.
Yeah.
But it's been kind of fun to go back into the vault for some of the A-list interviews that we've done over the years. And today we go back to 2011 for a chat that we had with Hugh Jackman. Today is his 55th birthday. And back in 2011, although he had a thriving movie career, he appeared performing with Richard Marx, doing a concert at the Arcata Theater out in St. Charles, and we talked with him shortly after that.
That was a blast. Richard Marx is one of my best friends. I think he's one of the great live performers. And just the opportunity to be up there on stage with him is a thrill.
You can tell the truth now, finally, about Richard. He's out of the country right now. He's not going to see this. Really, you wanted to do to Richard what you do to some of the robots in this movie. Okay, right?
We do duke it out quite a lot. He's got a good ride, I've got to tell you. He's deceptively strong. I've seen that guy lift a kettlebell that I can barely lift up. But no, he's one of the great guys.
Yeah, that was a great show.
You know what was amazing about him that night? I think he had a temperature of about 103.
Really?
And the makeup artist kept coming up saying, I'm really worried. He's sweating so much, but he's ice cold on his face, you know. And there he was, you know, two and a half, two or three quarter hour shot, just straight through. I mean, the guy's kind of a freak.
Yeah, so
sounds like a nice guy.
He is a super nice guy, but that was a really special night. We didn't expect that Hugh Jackman was going to, you know, be performing on stage at a rock concert.
Yeah,
but he did, and he's good friends with Richard Marx, so they shared the stage that night back in 2011. Happy birthday, 55 years old. Hugh Jackman.
And I'm out of time here, but I need to know why Justin Timberlake doesn't like the Britney Spears memoir.
Yeah, she's talking about their relationship they had back in the day, and apparently there are some details that, at least by Britney's recollection, are not so flattering for Justin Timberlake.
Well, she'll sell more books. Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.